So we then switched that situation, the same exact PSA progression situation, except asked if the patient's 78 and then 88.
That's correct. And it's very interesting and I think appropriate that if you look at the patient when he was 58, two-thirds of the audience gave radiation and hormones. When he was 78, that two-thirds dropped to a third. And when he became 88, the two-thirds went to a third and now down to 8%. So people got the message by this point in the conference that in advancing age men, hormonal therapy is not without potential risks. And I think the best way to put it is, you know, there are 78-year-olds who look their age and who have disease consistent with that, and there are 78-year-olds who do not. So I think age alone is, you know, sort of a surrogate for comorbid illness, but you got to use clinical common sense. You got to look at the gentleman. I think one of the biggest things, you put a person on hormonal therapy and their energy level goes down because they become anemic. And if they're already people who are somewhat sedentary, they're going to gain even more weight than if they're people who actually are a little bit more active. And so gaining weight, becoming anemic, and having, you know, the hot flashes and the bone changes, I think can be a deadly combination in a 78-year-old who already is 78. But in younger people, or even 78-year-olds who have kept themselves fairly well fit, I think there are certainly is room for this type of approach.
Yeah, it would be interesting to speculate what the natural history is in 78-year-old men with this situation, and what fraction of them end up having metastatic, clinical metastatic disease before they die, if without any intervention.
One thing I'll tell you we do know is that if you look at the PSA doubling time, that will give you a good handle on how long you've got till the bone scan's positive. And in this case, his PSA was 0.7 at 10 months and then 1.8 at 13 months. And it's only two values, so you really shouldn't hang your hat on two numbers. But if you did, that doubling time would be less than 3 months, which would make him only about 2 years or less, about 18 months to 2 years before his bone scan became positive from that first PSA level. So not a long time.
You know, I think in breast cancer, we've gotten very sensitized to comorbidities because of the online models, such as Peter Rabdin's adjuvant online model, which actually gives you the risk of people dying of other diseases based on what their age and general health is. I don't know the number specifically for a 78-year-old man, but I would guess a 78-year-old man without any significant comorbidities who's active and in good health would have a very high chance of developing clinical metastatic disease in this situation without intervention.
Absolutely. The life expectancy for men as a whole who are about 78 still is on the order of about 8 years. So a 2-year time interval is short in comparison.